When we expend negative energy towards others and the world around us, we push ourselves further away from our own success. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts with your host, Richard Levy. Our show provides a positive blueprint to what you could be doing in order to bring more success to your life. Now, here is Richard Levy.
Warm greetings to you, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States and all around the world. This is Richard Levy in Flower Mound, Texas. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts, where we talk about the thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and actions you need to take or may choose to take to attract a rich, abundant life full of success, wealth, happiness, and joy. Remember this, dear friends. The life you live is based solely on the thoughts you choose, the thoughts that you focus on all during the day. In fact, your wealth, your happiness, your health, your relationships, your love, your lack of love, your lack of health, lack of finances are all based on the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that you have taken, you've chosen to occupy your mind with from yesterday and the yesterdays all the way up till today. So that leads me to the suggestion, change your thoughts if you choose to change your life. It's not changing the people around you. It's not changing the economy around you. It's not changing the presidents, the chairman, the executors around you, the managers. It's change starts within you. And for those of you who take responsibility for your own thinking, your own feelings, your own actions, your own behaviors, you're on the way to having a successful life. It all starts with what you focus on and what you look at and what you write about and what you talk about. That leads me to the suggestion, be very careful to the information and the words that go into your mind from outside of you. I've talked about at the beginning of the show about your own inner thoughts, your own inner conversations. Those are the most important. But when people around you are very persuasive in different ways, but mostly directions of either positive, speaking from confidence, from hope, from assurance, kindness, love, let that information come into your mind. Those people who are around you who speak from fear, from dismal, from experiences, from pessimism, you want to block those thoughts and those words from coming to your mind. I want to hastily say I'm not at all suggesting that you be rude, impolite, and criticize or try to change the people around you to be models of you, what you believe how they should lead their life, how they should talk, how they should conduct themselves. That is your job. So the question I get very often, what do I do, Richard, when I'm around relatives at a holiday, a birthday party, a celebration, a dinner, or friends, colleagues who speak from an attitude of fear, of pessimism, of bad things are happening out here. There are these type of people who are living around me or moving in my country or my neighbors, or I have this manager at work, this supervisor who's rude to me. How do I handle that? How do you handle it? It's not by changing them, but by changing your inner conversation, your inner thoughts, your feelings. What choices do you have? That's the first thing that you want to consider. What choices do I have? And that leads you normally to a feeling of freedom, of happiness. The choices you have, they're infinite, but I'm going to throw out a couple of them. One, you can change the subject. if it's possible to do that. You can leave the room. You can leave the conversation. And not to be cute or funny with you, you can say, excuse me, Fred or Carol, I need to go to the bathroom. I need to make a phone call. I need to go to the post office. I need to go call my wife, my husband, my mother. I need to go call my cat, my dog, my hamster. Whatever you need to do, stay away from the people who talk pessimism, fear, and about what is the bad news of the day. Remember, as I've said often on this show, there have been challenges in the world since the beginning of man and woman, and there will always be challenges out there. So how do you have security within you with all these changes, with all these challenges? By secure thoughts within your mind. Thoughts of confidence, affirming confidence. I am success. I am prosperity. Thoughts of self-celebration. I give myself appreciation and approval. All of these are listed, enumerated in my book, Thoughts Make You Wealthy, which is available on at Amazon.com or on my website, Thoughts Make You Wealthy. So back to my comment I'm suggesting that you consider when you're around people who are negative, and if you find it impossible because of work, because of physically where you are. You may be on a train, there's no other seats or a bus, or you're around a relative and you just can't, for whatever reason, you cannot move physically from that person. Well, as you're talking to blah, 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 negativity and pessimism and criticism, in your mind, think about what you're grateful for. And that may be challenging to do, but you can do it. I believe in you, and I know you can do it. I do this all the time. Fortunately, as I've got older in life, I've narrowed my circle of friends to people who are positive, who are goal-oriented, who are joyful, who talk about the good things in life. I do not associate with people who are negative, who complain, who find what's wrong. It's a cliche. The old saying is the glass half full or half empty. Those who find it half empty, the old joke is, look at the beautiful view through the window of the forest, the mountains, the snow. The negative person will find the specks on the window. Or you have a beautiful new car and you're so proud of it, and they find that defects with the car, the gas mileage, or it doesn't have a big enough trunk, whatever. These are the people who are looking for attention, looking to challenge you or to, criticize you in any way. So stay positive in your mind. If you have any questions about how to do that, give me a call on the show and we can talk about it, and I'd be more than happy to share with you my thoughts. The guest call-in number is area code 646-652-2293. That's 646-652-2293. When you call in, I'd like to have your first name and where you're calling from, if you could. And if you're telling the stories or experience, obviously, please do not use company names or personal names of anybody. If you need to, just change their name. Because I'm going to relate some stories today to you, experiences about people who have written to me, and I'm going to use a false name or a different location so that nobody will have an idea of who I'm talking about, because that's not important. What is important is that you understand what to do, how to mimic the people who are successful in life, and what not to do. Avoid copying people who live a life of either failure or negativity, and they have not accomplished very much. So give us a call. I'll repeat the number various times during the show today. I'm going to discuss various topics. If something pops up in your mind that you'd like to share, if you've had a breakthrough of some kind after listening to the show or by reading my daily prosperity message or in your daily life and you feel like others can can benefit from your experience, which you went through, please do share this story, the experience, and let us all be there to either cheer you on to success, congratulate you, or we can talk about your challenge and we can help you figure out a good solution. Always remember, the good you give away, and I mention this every week, and I always will because it's so powerful. With the good you give away, where you help other people either succeed or you help other people reach their goals, is the good that comes back to you in multiples. Whenever you put a smile on someone else's face and you help somebody solve their challenge they're going through, this helps them, but the universe is designed, always has been this way, that the good you give out comes back to you in multiples, not in the same ratio. I'm not sure everybody will understand what I mean by that, but if you give only so much and a good out, then it comes back to you in multiples, much bigger values than what you give out. Remember this. The more abundance you feel, the more abundance you track into your life. It does not happen. It does not matter what happened to you yesterday or what somebody did to you yesterday, what somebody should have done for you yesterday. Your wealth, your prosperity, your financial freedom is all based on your thinking, your desires for success. And that's a good, secure thought. I had a person who was talking about security, and without going through the event that this person went through, I brought up this point that a lot of times the bad things that happen to us happen often because the energy or the negative energy were subconsciously put out to the universe. If we are complainers, if we have memories in our mind how somebody from yesterday or 40 years ago or 30 years ago victimized us with verbal abuse or personal abuse, and we keep these thoughts in our mind and we continuously tell the same story over and over and over that we are victims, well, the universe is going to take that as a request from you to be a victim, to be more of a victim. And that bad things will happen. And I'm sorry to put it that way, but I do want to be honest with you that that bad things happen. People are at the wrong place at the wrong time because often they're going through negativity in their mind. They're cussing, they're using profanity, they're unhappy with what's happening in their life, and they keep these stories alive in their mind. And remember, the more we think about negativity, the more negative energy goes out. And what is the universe to do? The universe has no choice but to bring more negativity to you. So how do we stop that cycle? Many ways. We, first of all, change that story that we've been telling ourselves. We give ourselves self-celebration, self-appreciation, self-love. And as I say over and over, this is not narcissism. It's not selfishness. You cannot depend on other people to appreciate you. You can appreciate yourself much better than any other person can. Now, that doesn't mean the love we get from our special others in our life, if there is a special other, is worthless. It's worth a lot. But that's up to them. That's their choice whether they're going to provide love and consideration and validation to us. So back to the victimization, the negativity, the jokes that we tell people, that we the stories we tell that are negative, that we think are funny, they may be what we call passive-aggressive, that we believe on the surface that we're telling a nice story up to somebody, or we're telling a nice story to ourselves, but underneath it, there is a lot of TNT or anger beneath that, and it's unresolved anger. And when we tell stories to people about what we don't like, and we into the cover story of being a nice person, of trying to correct somebody, tell them they did something wrong. Well, this negativity is what's registered to the universe. That's why when we say, I hope something such and such thing does not happen, or I fear such and such thing will happen, I knew that bad thing was going to happen. These are all the same and similar statements. We're talking about how bad things are. This energy goes out to the universe, and sure enough, bad things do happen to us in that respect. So that is why I say thoughts do make you wealthy, because the opposite of that is release the negative energy and let in only thoughts of success and prosperity. Write down your goals. Visualize success. Be good to others. Give good out to others. Give gifts to others, whether it's monetary gift or words of praise or words of solution, as I've said over and over. If you have any questions about that, please give us a call on the show, and I'll be happy to talk to you about that, and certainly would like to hear the good stories also. The number here in the United States is 646-652-2293. If you're calling from outside the United States, add a 001 in front of it, 001-646-652-2293. Remember this. The change you want to occur in your life starts with you. It starts with changing your thoughts. Do not be so concerned about the changing world. The world, we say the world is changing faster and faster because of the technology revolution. Change is always occurring. It depends what is involved with your life. But if you want to change your life, regardless of what's going on outside of you, it starts with your thoughts. And I'm going to relate a story about that in just a moment. I do want to say that a good way to start your day is with positive energy. That is, writing out your goals, every day writing your goals, rewriting them, put a date on them, visualize having the goal, and reading a statement of prosperity. Now, I offer free daily prosperity messages. You can find many on the internet. You want to be consistent. Consistently read positive energy in the morning, wherever it comes from, whether it's from me or anybody else. If you would like to subscribe to my daily prosperity message, which is free and is no obligation, you can cancel at any time, please go visit my website at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. That's thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. Now, I want to relate a story of a person. These are all real stories, but I'm going to de-identify them. A person who has had a pretty successful life, ups and downs, challenges, and the person does read my messages, and this person it attempts to be very positive, but I do know from the phone calls and the emails I get from this person, I can tell there's a lot of negativity in their mind, that they are doing their best to be positive, but they're letting outside influences change their thinking. Now, nobody changes your thinking, dear friends. We change our thinking as much as we like to blame the negative people around us or the news of the day. It is our thoughts that set our direction and where we go in life. And it's how consistent we are with that thinking. That's my point. That if you really want to have financial freedom in your life, you want to have good health, great relationships, you want to follow your passion, then you need to have a commitment to yourself to every day thinking a certain way. And that is what we talk about all during the show, and I talk about on my daily prosperity messages. You want to affirm all through the day thoughts of success and prosperity. And there's many affirmations, as I said last week and in the weeks before, but it's a simple affirmation is, I am wealth or I am prosperity. Stick with an affirmation and repeat it over and over and over. And this is a good technique to do when you are around somebody who is negative. Repeat an affirmation, I am success or I am prosperity, something you memorize and you say it over and over. Or as one of my guests said on Wealthy Thoughts earlier in the year, this person sings their affirmations. And I happen to do the same thing. Now, this is not, as I've said over and over, a singing contest or Dancing with the Stars or whatever the shows are where you're becoming a star singer. When you sing your affirmations alone in the shower, in the bathtub, or while driving, of course, always be safe while you're driving, this creates positive energy. And as much as writing out your affirmations, you see, there's so many ways that we can put positive energy and think thoughts of wealth. Thoughts make you wealthy in your mind, but we let them go and we put other priorities in our mind. We let others, people's agenda control our day, our activities. For example, email jokes on email, reading the news on the internet, or watching series on TV. There's nothing wrong with any of that by any means, but you need to decide how you're going to spend your day. Are you going to spend your day based on what other people are doing, what their lives are, let advertising on TV or on the internet sway your thinking, or are you going to direct your thinking? The successful, wealthy men and women direct their thoughts. They're in control of their thoughts. They are, in the United States, the sport of football. They're the quarterback of their thinking. They direct their thinking. They're not passive. They are active. And this is what I want to encourage you to begin to be in your mind with your thinking. Visualize your goals. Write your goals out. And talk about them out loud. That is, when you're alone, when you're driving. Make this just something that you say to yourself over and over and over. I am success. I am prosperity. Now, I want to talk a moment about visualization. I get questions about visualizing goals, visualizing yourself succeeding. And I want to start with that, sharing a story that people have gone to my seminars have heard. And that is, when I was very young, I was asked to speak or give a toast at a wedding celebration. And I was, how old was I? I was probably 18 or 19 years old many years ago. And I had no idea what I was going to say. And I know that at this wedding celebration, I was to raise my glass and give a little humorous talk and in good taste. Well, not knowing what I was going to say, but knowing the result I wanted, I was very successful. Now, this is not to come across as a braggart or bragging about me. I want to use this story to help you be motivated to visualize. So I knew the result I wanted at this wedding was to have people laugh at the humorous, witty comments I had. I wanted them to feel good. I wanted to see them almost falling out of their chair because of what we call in America, it's a phrase, a belly laugh. They're laughing so hard they're almost crying. So I visualized that over and over and over. And I even read from one of my favorite books a couple affirmations that made me feel good. When you read affirmations, you don't feel alone, you feel secure, you feel confident, you feel you have hope, you feel success. I intertwined reading the affirmation in this book with visualizing people at this big banquet room laughing at my witty comments. Again, at this moment, I want to remind you, I had no idea what I was going to say whatsoever. I wasn't worried. Why wasn't I worried? Because I was busy busying my mind with positive energy, positive thoughts. So I laid down, I felt a little sleepy, took a nap. I don't remember how long the nap was, 15 or 20 minutes, what we call a power nap. I woke up and from the nap, and I was led, it sounds magic, I realize a little hokey, but I did. I woke up from the nap, sat up, went to my desk, and I just started writing and writing and writing. And the words just flowed, and my speech for that night was prepared. I went to the wedding celebration, and sure enough, I was called on. I believe I was the first person to give a toast, and I believe that was the universe feeling the energy coming out of me, my passion for what I was going to do, and it was a knockout success. I didn't even have the thing memorized. I think I had it in front of me, but it just flowed. So let's summarize what happened there so you can mimic and copy that. To feel good, read your affirmations. As I've said over and over, you can find affirmations on the internet or in any of the familiar positive development, personal development books, positive thinking books. Read whatever feels good to you, and then write out your goal or visualize your goal. Visualize having and doing whatever it is you want to have. And that is the way you overcome a lot of challenges in your mind, what seem like limitations. Remember, limitations in our mind are limitations that our thoughts create. Our thoughts block us. Our thoughts say we can't do it. All we have to do is get beyond that, and you can have and do whatever it is you want. There have been studies made in sports, and currently people still do this in sports. I do this in my life, and a lot of successful people do, and that is get quiet, alone, and visualize having and doing whatever it is you want to have or be doing. If you live in the United States, I'm just going to throw this out, in Boston, and you want to move to Los Angeles, and you're not sure what kind of home you'd have or apartment or how you'd afford it or where you'd live or what kind of friends you'd have, well, the universe doesn't care that you don't know that. The universe is there to help you get whatever you want. So perhaps write down on paper what your life would be like living in Los Angeles. Living on the beach in Santa Monica, and I'm just throwing this out. It could be anywhere else in the world. And, I will scratch it in my throat. And you visualize yourself going to the beach. You visualize yourself talking with people, even if you don't know who these people are. You visualize yourself going to the bank, depositing money into a bank in Los Angeles, somewhere in Santa Monica, for example. And you visualize yourself going to work. So there you are. There's your visualization. And you go on and on and on with that little movie. Feel the reality of it. Visualize this several days in a row. And you'll know when you've let the universe know. You'll get to the point where you do not feel a need or urge to keep visualizing, then let it go. Go on with your life. Stay positive by reading your affirmations, by keeping your mind pure. That is, stay away from negative people and let the universe develop this movie, this film, in its own way, in its own timing, and you'll be very surprised at the results. The point is, when you see yourself having and doing, having the customers you want, having the life you want, living where you want to be, driving the car you want, having the finances you want, the universe will bring that to fruition. Regretfully, a lot of us put the negative images in our mind, the images of fear, the images of bad things happening, the images of limitations and the messages in our mind. I can't do that. I'm not worthy enough. I was abused as a child. I was criticized. Who's going to believe me? Am I worthy? All that negative garbage. And the universe, again, does not care what you think about, what you visualize whatsoever. Universe delivers every single thing that you put into your mind, good or bad. So that's your job to control the thinking, control the visualization. Now, I'm thinking of another person that I want to share my thoughts. Two people, two exact, almost exact opposites. Before I get into that, I'd like to repeat the call-in number if you care to call in today. Area code 646-652-2293, 646-652-2293. This is a live show, so if you're hearing the replay, of course, you do not want to dial in on that number. Okay, two different people. This one person I'm thinking of is living the life of failure. This person lives in spurts of success and then goes into failure. The person will start making money, will have goals, and will be contributing, will be a giver, and then the negativity sets in. Now, I'm not a mind reader. I don't know what's going on in that person's mind. All I do suspect is that this person is surrounding themselves with negative people. As I've said over and over, the money we earn, the wealth we have, success we have, it rests a lot on the type of people we associate with. And we just can't help but begin thinking and feeling and believing like the five people we spend the most time with. If they're losers, if they're complainers, if they have no goals, if they talk about what's wrong, they drink a lot, they have alcohol, whatever they do, but a lot of negative habits, they're not writing out their goals, then you're going to end up tend to begin thinking or believing and living like them. And this is exactly the case of this person I'm thinking of. Now, I'm going to give the opposite. Another person who is a multimillionaire, way more than a multimillionaire, has a net worth, and he's never told me, of 7 to 8 digits and a lot of money. And this person is an extremely positive person. This person is a type of person that everybody loves to be around. They feel good around this type of person. And where does that originate from? The type of thoughts in that person's consciousness, the multimillionaire person. This multimillionaire person only associates with successful, wealthy people. Now, there are exceptions to that, but for the most part, this wealthy person has and always will associate with successful and prosperous people. So, that is an example of somebody who's done very well in life because they are around positive people. They're not around complainers or people who talk about what's bad in life. So let that be a lesson to you as you begin to hopefully take charge of your thinking, your feelings, your practice thoughts make you wealthy. Choose not only your thoughts, which is the most important, but choose the type of people you associate with for most of the time and keep your thoughts positive and pure as much as you can. If you have any experiences with that, please let me know. Now, I'm going to bring up a couple of topics here that are from my Daily Prosperity Messages. And when my Daily Prosperity Messages come out, they are just a few sentences. So I don't have the room to expand on them, but I do on this radio show, Wealthy Thoughts. And remember, you can always listen to the replay of Wealthy Thoughts by going to my website at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. Now, one message I wrote about is this. It says, it isn't how much money you have in your accounts that make you rich. It is your commitment and habits to saving, smartly investing, generously giving money, and finding the smart passive investments that make you rich. So the first part of getting wealthy are the thoughts you think, the feelings you have, the confidence you have. And this is by loading your mind up with positive energy and doing it consistently. Remember, it is easy to think good thoughts about yourself and about the universe, but it's also easy for most of people, a lot of people, to slack off, to focus on negativity. So that's a personal choice, as I've said many times during this show. Now, a person called in and asked me how they should invest their money, and the caller may be actually listening, so they have no idea of knowing that. But it's beyond me, the scope of this call. I can't legally even do that because I'm not licensed to do that, to give financial information where you should invest your money. But in the big picture, you want to apportion your money in several different categories when you get money. One thing you want to do, it's simple for everybody, regardless of your place in life, as if you're just beginning your wealth accumulation or you have a lot of wealth already accumulated. Put change in from your pocket or your purse at night before you go to bed into a piggy bank or a jar. What does that do? That sounds very minute to creating wealth. That helps build the feelings of wealth and abundance. And that is where wealth accumulates, through the feelings of wealth and abundance, not only through affirmations, but by seeing your own money accumulate in a piggy bank or in a jar. Another part of your money should go towards giving away. And I don't care what kind of wealth you have right now. If you have a dollar to your name or $10 or $1,000 or $1 million, give a percentage of your money to somebody who has helped you out. And I'm not talking about religion or not religion. That's beyond the scope of this radio show and the work I do. But if somebody is kind to you, somebody's helping you succeed, somebody's helped you solve a challenge, somebody smiled at you, and it could be a waitress, waiter, it could be somebody in a hotel, it could be somebody in a train or bus, anywhere, somebody's helped you, then you might want to give them some money. How much? I don't know. That's up to you. Be reasonable. Go by your guidance system. Learn to listen yourself. But that is a way. Now, if you don't, that is a way of giving part of the money away that you earn. And another way you can begin to build wealth is by taking a portion of the money you earn, that you receive from any source out there, job or otherwise, and put it into passive investments. Now, that, again, is something you need to be very cautious about, and I'm not recommending anything or condoning any type of investments, but stocks or bonds or real estate are businesses that are looking for investors. But in any of these, you want to be aware of what you're doing. Get advice before you do that in any case. So what I'm talking about there is money in your piggy bank, money that you give away, money into passive investments that you have investigated, that you feel are smart, and that make help you earn what's called passive income. And you, I don't care if you start with a dollar, as I said, divide up the money and then let your wealth accumulate. As you, with the feelings of prosperity, you begin to become more prosperous. So then I can hear a lot of you saying, that'd be great, but I have a lot of debt. Well, those of you who have debt out there, find a reputable, and I underline reputable, agency that can help you spread out your payments and a payoff plan so that you begin to pay off the debt you have. A lot of people get in debt from a very simple reason. They use that charge card, and they charge beyond their means. It's too easy to get credit cards nowadays, almost regardless of credit. But the interest rates you pay on the money, the outstanding money, is horrendous. It is unbelievable waste of money. So get to the point when you can of not using credit cards. Sometimes when you travel, you can't avoid but using credit cards because it's safer than carrying cash. But for your purchases, if you have the cash to buy it, use your cash to make purchases. If you don't, live without the purchase, by all means. So that was a short mini course on wealth accumulation, not only from thoughts, which I'm a big believer in, and thoughts make you wealthy, but the actions you can take in terms of building wealth. But all of this is based on good habit patterns. And this isn't something we do today and forget tomorrow. And that's a mistake a lot of people do. They start out well, but they're not good people who follow through on their new thinking and their new savings and investment plans. those who follow through and make habits of good thinking, just like going to the health club, good thoughts in the morning, in the at lunchtime, in the evening, and those who have good, sound spending habits, investing and giving away habits, and investing in passive investments, do very well in life. It's just that simple, as long as you stick with it. And that, again, is a big challenge. A simple, this is from another one of my Daily Prosperity messages, a simple secret formula of the success and wealthy is mixing faith, that is the right thoughts, and knowledge, learn from other successful people, and taking action, that's not dreaming, and then you have success. Now, when we divide those up, this simple, secret, successful formula, that is, we talked about the thoughts through a good part of the show today, and you read those. You can read those on my thoughts. Go to my website, Thoughts Make You Wealthy. It's time for the Daily Prosperity Message. So the right thoughts and the knowledge. Go buy books on the internet or Amazon. Go to the library. It costs you nothing. And read books on successful people, how different people became wealthy. Think and Grow Rich, for example. Our Thoughts Make You Wealthy is mine. There are numerous books out there. And read and learn from as many different authors as you can, people who have been successful, who have reached their goals. See how they did that. And some of it will resonate with you, will make sense to you. So we're talking again about mixing the right thoughts with knowledge. Remember, associate with successful people. Take them to lunch, to breakfast, to coffee, and find out how they made it, how they reached their goals, how do they think, how do they handle negativity. Learn from other people. So good thoughts, faith, plus knowledge, and then the final part of that equation is action. There's been a lot of very successful books written that are made the New York Times bestseller list, and they're great books on personal development, the law of attraction, but one ingredient is missing from them, and that is action. You need to take action, because you just can't sit on the couch and do nothing. So the three parts of that formula, successful thinking, that is the right thoughts throughout the day, and knowledge from books and from other successful people, and taking action. Now, we offer all that in our Choosing Financial Freedom program. We have 8 modules, 8 weeks of training that you can watch. You have mentoring from me during the 8 weeks, where I am there to not only provide new ideas, but to be sure that you're following through on the modules, and you have positive people that are on our telephone call once a week who are also there cheering you on for successful accomplishment of whatever it is you want to have in your life. If this is of interest to you, it's just $300. If you want to invest in yourself, then drop me a note at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com, and we can get you involved with that, our Choosing Financial Freedom course. Well, today we talked about a lot of information and about thinking, about associating with people, a financial plan for financial freedom, how to handle your change, how to handle money, giving some money away when it's appropriate, and also passive investments, finding something that's appropriate for you that you've done research on. So listen to the show over and over and over. Tell your friends to tune in to Wealthy Thoughts. I announce through my Daily Prosperity messages the time and dates of the shows. Generally, we're on the weekend, but not always. And last week, I did produced the show from Hong Kong, and I think there were probably 6 interruptions due to the signal from the hotel. I'm sure that's what happened. And so I'm going to avoid doing the shows on Skype as much as I can. But hang in there. A lot of you didn't hang in there, I could tell, because I just simply had to reconnect to the internet and then continue the show. But we're now calling, making the show from Texas, and we have a good connection today. So that's it for today, ladies and gentlemen. If you have any comments about today's show, please go to my Facebook page, and that's at facebook.com/thoughtsmakeyouwealthy. That's facebook.com/thoughtsmakeyouwealthy. Leave a comment, leave a question, and if there's any topics that you'd like for me to talk about, please post it there and let me know. We talked about the Choosing Financial Freedom program. If you're interested in that, let me know. And if you certainly would like to receive the Daily Prosperity Message, which is free, go to my website at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com and just enter your name and your email address, and we'll get that to you. No obligation. You can cancel at any time that you wish. Remember this, dear friends, whatever you think about, whatever you talk about, and whatever you write about is what you attract into your life. So that leads me to ask the question, why not choose to focus only on success, love, joy, harmony, and happiness? As much as you think about during the day is as much you can get out of life. Change your thoughts, change your life. It's really that simple. It's a decision you make, not anybody else. I believe you can do it because I know that you would not be tuning into the show if you didn't have a desire to have wealth and prosperity and love and joy in your life. You have the ability to direct your thinking. It's just a matter of you being committed to changing your thoughts every single day. Also, remember to associate with successful, wealthy people. Let go of the negative people. I say that over and over, and I will say continue saying that. It is so, so important to associate with successful, positive people. This is Richard Levy of Thoughts Make You Wealthy, which I personally believe in. Your thoughts are leading you to create prosperity in ways that you are completely unaware of. Be good to yourself, love yourself, and appreciate yourself. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for inviting positive success into your life this week on Wealthy Thoughts. Please join host Richard Levy again. And this week, think of something positive you can do to bring success to yourself and others.